Reigate Priory made 286 for 7 in their 50 overs with 112 from Richie Oliver, and a fine all-round day for Richard Stevens, 51 not out and 3 for 16, saw Normandy bowled out for 144 to preserve the Lamas' Surrey Premiership lead. But with Weybridge hammering Wimbledon, the gap at the top remains just 10 points. Weybridge visit Park Lane on Bank Holiday Saturday for the penultimate game in the Premiership, and that match may well be winner takes all. Last week, Nidigate beat the league leaders. This week, they lost to the bottom side, Shepparton. Nidigate batted first and subsided from 78 for 1 to 152 all out. Alan Cooper and Paul Hughes shared the wickets as Shepparton tottered in turn to 44 for 4, but a fifth wicket partnership of 110 saw them pass the Nidigate total in 35.5 overs. Had they won this match, Nidigate would have been third in the league, but losing sees them in seventh, just above the relegation zone. It is that tight in the Premier Division of the Fullers Surrey County League. Nidigate 2s had a good win against Weybridge Vandals, and they topped their division after scoring 244 for 8 from their 45 overs. Dan Jones top scored with 61, Jack Bowley made 41, and a late flourish from Harry Ellis, 33 not out, and Peter Popel, 21, enabled Nidigate to post their good score. Following a Vandals opening partnership of 94, Peter Popel snared both openers, then Dave Wrightson and Will Bowley got to work and took 3 wickets apiece. Vandals were bowled out for 212 with just 8 deliveries remaining. Merstham came back to earth in Surrey Championship Division 5, losing to second place to Allain and dropping to fifth. In spite of 6 for 49 for Noman Javed, including the hat-trick, Allain posted an imposing 279. Only Ben Baker with 84 got to grips in the reply, and Merstham were all out for 150. The second team slipped into the relegation zone of Surrey Championship 2nd 11 Division 4 after defeat at the hands of second-placed Ewell. A combined batting effort realised 195 for 9, but Merstham could only muster 3 wickets in reply. Ewell won in the 31st over. The 3s won at Trinity Midwives, who were dismissed for 180, Ben Carter 2 for 19 and Ben Snelling 3 for 27, provoking a collapse. Max Stormer top scored with 44 on Merstham's way to victory by 2 wickets. The 4s had Trinity 60 for 6 inside 15 overs, but their visitors reached 147 before bowling out Merstham for 93. Kartik Mehrotra 6 for 41. In the Sussex Premiership, East Grinstead got back to winning ways, but stay sixth after making 251 and bowling out Cookfield for just 58. Finn Hudson Prentice's 92 was the backbone of the Grinstead innings, and he also took 2 wickets, as did Lewis and Brad Hatchett, while Ian Sturmer had 4 for 17. Both Grinstead senior sides go to Hove on Sunday the 9th of September for the Sussex League T20 finals. The 2s play Preston Nomads 2s after a young side enjoyed a semi-final win against Ifield. The 1s will play current league leaders Roffey after a depleted East Grinstead still beat Middleton in their semi-final thanks to a century from Hudson Prentice and Will Atkins 4 for 31. Roffey strengthened their top spot in the league by bowling out Ifield for 1-2-1 and winning by 8 wickets. In Sussex Division 2, Three Bridges in second lost ground on Mayfield after being beaten by just 1 wicket at Bognor. Bridges 1-5-4, Bognor Regis 1-5-5 for 9. In Division 3 East, Crawley Eagles 1-4-8 lost to Preston Nomads 2s 1-5-1 for 4. They slipped back from leaders Portslade and Burgess Hill. In West Division 4, Crawley's resurgence continues. Worthing 2's 2-3-3 for 9, Crawley 2-3-6 for 7, Jankan Adams 79, Faslan Nizam Dean 61. Hawley returned to winning ways with a 5 wickets win at Ripley, who made 185 all out, then 40s from Daniel Razak and Richard Waddington, plus a match-winning partnership between Jordan Robbins and Ben Renfrey saw Hawley home. Andrew Burbage was the mainstay of Hawley 2's 7 wicket win over Godalming, taking 5 for 15 in just 4 overs, as Godalming posted 185 all out before, in reply, Hawley slumped to 37 for 3. Shweb Singh and Burbage took their side to the target without further loss, and Burbage hit the winning runs with a straight 6, taking his own score to 90 not out. Hawley under-12s played in the Sussex Festival, won 1 match out of 3, beating Anstey by 6 wickets, but lost to Lingfield and Cookfield and had 1 match rained off. Outward Outlaws beat Priory Lamas at Quality Street on Monday night in the Surrey Slam South East Region Final. They advanced to Finals Day. Lamas 98 all out, Louis Russell Watts 3 for 28, Matt Norman 3 for 17, Outlaws 99 for 2 in just 13.1 overs, Mike Stephen 52. Outward First are 19 points clear at the top of the Kent County Village League with four to play. Outward 211 all out in 40 overs. Mark Lane 54 and Louis Russell Watts 93. Bested 187 all out. Matt Talbot 3 for 28 and Adam Kendall 3 for 25. That's in Division 2 of the KCVL. Outward 2's in second place, still 1 point behind the leaders. Four to play after a tight 2 wickets win. Otford 135, Ellis Peacock 4 for 43. Outward 138 for 8, Rob Rigby 35 and Keith Hall 33 not out.